David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Sox wake up this morning. They've got the best rotation ERA in all of baseball.
Yes.
They have the second best record in the American League. They have the third best record in all of baseball. They're well above the league average in hitting with two strikes. And they're in first place by themselves.
Yes.
And again, we could criticize Tony for not knowing the rule the other day.
Yep.
But if you're going to just keep this tired narrative, he shouldn't be the manager. Just stop. Let it play out, man. He is the manager. As Hoodie said, I can't fight City Hall. We'll call it the way we see it. When things deserve to be criticized, we will. But guess what? They're in first place. And a lot of the numbers look really good, and they've been decimated by injury. Chuck Garfine is our White Sox insider. He's a star at NBC Sports Chicago. You see him all over the White Sox coverage. I actually have to fill in for him. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Chuck, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, Cap. Did I see this correctly? Danny Zetterman says you're the president of the Tony La Russa fan club.
I said when they hired him on KJZ and on this show, they will win a World Series with him at the helm. And I've taken a beating for it. All I know is they're in first place today, and the numbers look pretty good despite all the injuries.
It's true, and I don't want to relitigate last week, and there's been a few losses at the feet of Tony La Russa, but where you have to give Tony La Russa credit is when they're winning, you know, and obviously when they blow out a Royals team or sweep them the way that they did, I mean, how much of that was Tony La Russa? I don't know, but got to give him credit in the way that they responded. I mean, they went on this road trip. They should have won all five games. They didn't, but they went 4-1. The starting rotation, I still can't believe I'm saying this. They just went through one spin of the rotation against a good Reds offense, and okay, I'll say a middle-of-the-road Royals offense, and the starting rotation gave up one run on a double play. So that's incredible, and as you said, this rotation is number one in ERA in the majors, and ahead of every National League team that does not have to face a DH. They're doing some special things. And they've got Michael Kopech, who they can use as a spot starter, looks like on Friday in the doubleheader against the Royals. So it's a great sign. And if this continues, they are going to be a team to be reckoned with in the regular season and the playoffs.
Chuck, what's your gut feeling about Yaz Grandal, where the on-base percentage is very good, but the power numbers are dreadful?
So we, Ozzie and I, went through this all weekend on Grandal, and I see both sides of the coin. And what I mean by that is, okay, he's not hitting very well. He's very, very aware of what he can hit and what he can't hit. And in today's age of, you know, base on balls and walks and the value of that on-base percentage, I get it. Chuck Garfine, had a problem with him in Cincinnati when he was batting seventh or sixth, and behind him in the order was like Billy Hamilton, Leary Garcia, and the pitcher. And he was taking walk after walk after walk. And I'm just saying, if I'm like Yasmani Grandal in a game that's close, I want him swinging. And in the second game of that series, he swung once in, I think, 18 pitches. So I was having a problem with that. But also I see the value of like, well, just get him on base and see what happens. He isn't scoring a lot of runs while he's getting on base. But do you want the walks? Do you want the outs? Will a homer be better? It's a tough one to fully answer. I see where he's coming from. Me not being on the field, it's easy for me to criticize. I'm not even criticizing him. Just pointing out what you should be getting from a guy who you're paying $18 million a year for. So I see it from both sides. It is one of the quirkiest stats in baseball right now. He's batting like 110 with a like 370 on base percentage. He's not hitting home runs. So it's a very interesting situation that he's in. But the Sox are they've scored the fourth most runs in baseball. So he's contributing to it, but doing it via walk as opposed to home runs.
So Chuck, through six weeks.
Yeah,
Sox are in first. Obviously, injuries is the number one story. Leaving injuries to the side, give me the one thing that you hang your head on about that team will do that, and the one thing that scares the bejesus out of you.
What scares the bejesus out of me is another injury, another big injury. I don't want to say it, don't want to speak it, but I mean, every team is dealing with it. I mean, the Twins are coming to town. Byron Buxton, who was looking like an MVP, he's out for weeks. So every team has to deal with this. So it is a battle of attrition. So that's what scares me and scares every single major league team right now and forever, from here to eternity. What I can expect right now, which seems to be what I'm going to get, is great starting pitching. And that has been the calling card for this team because – I mean, who would have expected that here we are in the middle of May and the starter with the highest ERA on the team is Lucas Giolito. And the lowest is the guy who they basically, you know, added as a, what, $2.5 million number five starter, maybe it was $3.5 million, in Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon, arguably the best pitcher in the major leagues right now. He's given up two earned runs in five starts. So I've gotten to the point where, all right, Rodon is on the hill, like he's going to be in this Twin series. Sox are going to win. That's where I'm at right now.
So this is a big series, Chuck, for the White Sox. Here come the Twins, and Cap knows the Twins are my least favorite team in all
in
sports.
In any sport.
I can't stand the Twins. Because
I'm with you.
Oh, my God. I mean, for a long time, Chuck, as you well know, the Twins were the hammer and the Sox were the nail. And so this is a big series. I'm very confident knowing that it's Cease, Keuchel, and Rodon in the rotation. What's your level of confidence in this series? Again, it's May, but it's the Twins, man. We got to win two out of three, at least.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. The Minnesota Twins have damaged part of my soul in my lifetime. So
wow.
Mine too. I know what you're thinking. I know what White Sox fans are thinking. Do you think I'm going to be confident or even definitely not overconfident. Do you think I'm confident with the 12-20 Minnesota Twins coming to town against a White Sox team that's red hot? I have zero confidence because the Twins have damaged my soul. So let's see what happens. I would love for the White Sox to make a freaking statement and say, you know what? The Royals, you were in first place. We kicked you, and then you fell down. We kicked you again and again. Twins, you're eight games under. Come to town. I'm going to kick you. I'm going to kick you in the mouth. And then when you're about to get up, I'm going to kick you in the mouth again. That's what I want to see from the White Sox. They have not been able to do this to the Twins in, I don't know, ever. I mean, they won the blackout game, but, like, boy, this is not an equal competition in my lifetime. So let's see what happens here. I'm not confident at all just because of the past. Let's change the present and the future and turn this whole thing around starting this week.
Chuck, I hope I see you out at the ballpark tomorrow. Brett and I are going for his birthday. We'll be out there.
Yeah, we're doing the post-game show from there. Maybe I'll see you.
Look forward to seeing you guys. Absolutely. And then I'm filling in for Chuck on the White Sox pre-post end of the month.
What a way to muscle in.
You know what? I think it's great. Cap, for any White Sox fan who's like, why is Cap doing the pre- and post-game shows when I'm not there? Cap, you talk White Sox baseball daily. Well, I don't know about daily, but a lot on this radio show. You know baseball more than anybody. Welcome aboard the White Sox pre- and post-game shows whenever that is.
I appreciate that. I look forward to filling in for 2 days in your shoes.
You'll have a good time. I'm looking forward to you doing that, and I get a day off or two.
You got it. Have a great day, Chuck.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
And don't forget, you'll be able to get a ring when we win the World Series championship. It is Jerry, after all.
Yeah, exactly.
Better ownership.
Yeah. He did two games. Give him a ring.
You know what? Cap, you deserve it. Here's a real ring. How about that? How the Cubs do today?
Not good. Well, let me see your Cubs ring. I didn't get one.
Is that why you came out boasting Tony La Russa as manager of the year to start the show? You're gunning for Chuck's job now? Pre and post here?
No.
Hmm?
I was home all weekend. It was nice. I was with the family. It was great.
But it's fun, though, with Ozzy and Frank, though.
It is.
It is fun with those two. You never know what Ozzy's going to say.
Never know.
that's why it's fun. Come on over. Get yourself a ring. It is. You heard Chuck, right? The pain, right? There's pain there. Just like for me. The Twins, man. There's been years. Jeff, I don't even see the numbers. It felt like the Twins one season beat the White Sox 17 out of 19 one season.
Yeah. You're right. It was a thorn in the White Sox side for a very long time.
I know.
The Johan Santana era was particularly bad for Sox fans.
Oh, my God.
Because it was always a race between the White Sox and Twins, and it seemed like he was always on the mound ready to just shove.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah. And
he was a Rule 5 pick.
But here's the thing. The Sox have the best rotation in baseball. I have good feelings, Hoodie. It's going to be okay.
You know the cliche of throwing out the records, right? It's the Twins, man. And you got to face them twice this month.
But you know what? You're right. But guess what? They're getting them at the right time. Byron Buxton, who's been one of the hottest hitters in baseball, hit the injured list. Perfect time to get the Twins, just like it was the perfect time to get the Royals this weekend.
They really give me agita, the Twins. They bother me. They do. And so I just need for the Sox to be able to win both series. That way you get a glimpse exactly where the White Sox are. Beating the Royals. The Royals are paper tigers. It wasn't any good. Yeah, they got off to a great start. Matheny, Royals, come on now. It wasn't real. But the White Sox, if you can get this done without Aloy, right, without Aloy, without Robert, you're heading in the right direction. You see Vaughn in left field, quality catch on Sunday. Now things
the conversion is complete, Hoodie. Okay. He's a left fielder now.
It's like Aloy's going to be like, what about me? What about me? What about my power? Same thing with Robert. But this is a big series. Now, it's June, or rather May, but it's a big series against the Twins. So you don't have that same feeling for the Cardinals because you've had that in your veins for years. You hate the Cardinals. But this Twins thing, Cap, we got to get it done. I'm just telling you.
That's why when I looked at the schedule, I'm like, Brett, we're going to a baseball game on your birthday. We're vaccinated. We're going. And then Cubs are not there. They're out of town. I said, let's go to the White Sox game. Okay. He loves baseball. So, Dad, can I wear my Cubs jersey? I'm like, absolutely not. No, you're not going to be that guy. No chance. So he's got this cool black and white hoodie. He's like, I'm wearing that. I'm like, you're good.
Here's why you didn't have to say no. Just call the video of the Lagoos. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
See what happens there. This is what happens when you have a different uniform. Watch this. See Gamboa? See the first base? Boom!
Yeah.
Left, right.
He can't hear.
Right. That's why you don't wear that, son.
MLB players were sporting pink yesterday for Mother's Day. Do you like pink? That's next.
Take that.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
MLB players were sporting a lot of pink yesterday. Yadi Molina had an amazing chest protector. Had the alphabet on it, like with pink everywhere. Wilson Contreras had a great pink whole get-up, shin guards, the whole deal. Guys are using pink bats.
Don't say get-up. Sylvie might be listening.
What was that get up this morning?
So I'm watching. Yeah. Chris Bryant had a cool pink bat. So would you wear pink, Hoodie?
Yeah, I like pink.
Or do I?
Not all the time. It all depends, right?
Mm-hmm.
A nice dress shirt usually have, I think I might have pink shorts someplace, somewhere in the back of the drawer.
I do have pink golf shorts.
It just helps in the summer to reflect off the sun.
Agreed.
But I don't have a ton of pink, but I don't have a problem with it. No.
I love the color.
But there was always, especially if you're a guy's guy, you don't wear pink. Men don't wear pink because it's too effeminate. There was that stigma back in the day. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't wear pink because guys don't wear pink.
It was called the 90s, yes.
Ha!
You're so right. You are absolutely right, Hoodie. There was a time during my teenage years, there's no chance I would ever be caught wearing pink. Mm-hmm. Anything. And that was the entirety of the 90s for the most part.
But Don Johnson in the 80s made wearing pink in pastels cool.
Pastels, though, but not like the pink we saw yesterday.
He wore that white blazer on Miami Vice, and he put a pink or a teal or an aqua shirt under it.
But
you're like, damn, that guy's cool.
So he dressed like Cap, you're saying?
Yes.
Is that where your wardrobe stems from, Cap?
No.
Miami Vice?
No.
A little bit, maybe. I hadn't thought about it, Hoodie, but
I just always liked bold colors. I didn't want to be dressed like a banker. I was an actuary going to work.
Take it easy there, Crockett. Does that make Hoodie Tubbs?
Well, of course it does. Look at me. Of course it makes me Tubbs.
So, like, I just think it's, again, you do you. If you don't like pink, don't wear it.
No, but it's not. That's not, I think, I was watching all the accent colors for, you know, Mother's Day and for breast cancer awareness, which, you know, great cause. It's awesome. I was wondering, though, you see, like, all these everywhere across baseball yesterday, it clashes. You cannot deny that.
True.
Like, you got the Blue Jays in this, like, royal blue color with the pink, the hot pink underneath. And it stands out. And I was wondering, do you think nowadays baseball players get pumped for, set aside the great cause that it's for, but there's a flair aspect to it where, hey, I get to wear pink today. Do you think, like, baseball players get super excited for yesterday?
I would say yes, because just like NFL players, when they can wear any cleats that they want or the socks that they want, I think that they feel like, man, finally I could be able to have a little swagger.
I'm empowered.
I could wear some pink, but I could also kind of dress it up the way I want to. So it's still empowerment and supporting the fight against cancer, especially breast cancer for women. But still, I can kind of swag it out if I want to now.
I also find that, like, if there's a cool pink shirt of some kind, it's always sold out because it's rare. Like, there'll be some pink. It's all right. But when there's, like, a cool one, like, I've got that up on the screen.
Yeah.
That Muhammad Ali sweatshirt.
That Pepto-Bismol color.
It's that, like, just awesome, like, rich pink.
Yeah.
And then you look at the back of the sweatshirt and it says float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Sure.
I've tried to order that sweatshirt a billion times and it's always sold out in my size.
Is that Roots?
That is rootsoffight.com.
Once they become a sponsor here, that won't be a problem for you.
Yeah, exactly. They'll make it. Get you hooked up.
I'll get mine, too.
I'll
get a custom fit. They'll be nice.
They'll be taken care of.
No, but here's what I wonder about. And, again, we're talking about baseball, right? Oh, baseball. You know, be a man. You know, I wonder what it'd be like for, especially as superstitious as baseball is, to be like, you know, this is for mothers, like in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell George Brett here, try this pink bat? Those guys back in the day, man, it was their lumber. It was their bat. I'm not switching off and having some pink bat. There's no hits in it.
Correct.
I'm not going to do that. Tell Hawk Harrelson in his day, I'm going to have a pink bat? Oh, hell no. Yes. Like, he's not doing that.
But so people out there, would you wear pink? Like, if it was a cool shirt, there are guys who are like, I'm not wearing any pink. No chance.
I think that's a born thing, by the way, because like I've mentioned before, I have a 7-year-old son. He's just anti-pink. He will not take anything that's pink. We go to a restaurant, the straw's pink. He doesn't want the straw. He doesn't want the shirt that's pink. He just doesn't want pink. Nobody's taught him that because I'm not anti-pink. But I think it's just like you're at that age where pink signifies a girl.
No, that is absolutely true. Like my daughter. Yeah, it still is. And it absolutely is a gender thing where pink is associated, especially when they're younger, for girls. It's my daughter. Her favorite color is, and I think it was, and I think it still is, pink.
Yeah, my wife won't wear pink.
Why?
She just doesn't like pink.
Now, also for some women, because of the sorority that they're around, they won't wear pink and green, AKAs. Like, they won't wear pink because it signifies, if they're part of a sorority, they won't wear the color at all because of it.
It's like a gang thing?
In some ways, yeah.
I'm just saying, you can't wear pink.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't realize this on Greek Row.
Yeah. Some won't wear those colors. Hmm. Like, I'm not going to wear pink and green because that signifies a different sorority. I'll wear these colors, blue or whatever the color is. So if pink is your favorite color, as it says here, you are loving, kind, generous, and sensitive to others.
Really?
That's what it says here. You are nurturers of the world. I know that doesn't describe you, but I'm just reading what it says here. It says, you are nurturers of the world.
I'm very much a nurturer.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
That's just who I am.
Yes.
But I find it to be a cool color, man.
You, with a personality color pink, you have a maternal instinct with a need to protect and take care of others. How about that?
If you're...
perfect example, Catholic school.
Oh,
you're Lawrence guy, I'm a DeSales guy. You wearing a pink on the at St. Lawrence? No. I don't think that works.
No.
Okay,
and you're taking a beating.
And in fact, I would venture to say that I recall walking through the hallways of Lawrence, making jokes about how the folks at Marist would wear pink.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I recall a few jokes floating that were probably not completely sensitive.
I'm a DeSales guy wearing like the pink eyes odd. You get on the 30 South Chicago bus and with Washington Minutemen people. Oh God,
you're taking a beating.
The public school from the far south east side, and they coming on the bus. I told you the story. Like, you better get on the bus at 2:30. Yeah, after 3:15, you're getting a beating from the guys from Washington. Oh, yeah. That's happening. Especially if you're wearing a pink shirt.
But now...
they crush it.
Oh, my God.
Now I feel like you wear pink. That is... if you're picking one color that has, like, the most swag and flair, if you're a man, pink.
Agreed. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Joey in Cicero. Hey, Joey. How's it going, Sparky?
Hey, it's going pretty good, Flip. How you doing?
good, hey, Joey.
I used to be the same way about pink, you know, make fun of a kid and be totally against it. Boy, not wear pink. But then my mother-in-law is a breast cancer survivor. So ever since then, I've been wearing a lot more pink. So I think it really depends. You know, you might have something to change your mind at something like that. So
you grew up,
cool,
Joey. You grew up, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, well, I don't know if you went that far.
All right.
Yeah.
You're a flipper.
I see things different.
Thanks.
Hey, Chet, one thing real quick. I called you back, I think it was 2016. You told me Tom Brady will never, not only will he not win another Super Bowl, he'll never play in another Super Bowl.
I said as a Patriot.
I just want to remind,
he did
win two more Super Bowls with the Patriots.
He did.
And then he won another one with
Tampa.
Yeah,
guess what? I'll be wrong many more times.
You knew that.
Yes, I'm well aware.
Buddy, you have a good one.
See you, Flip. Have a good one, man.
All right.
Appreciate you.
He called you Flip. Why are you calling him Flip?
Because he wouldn't wear pink, and now he does. He's a flipper.
That's the standard. I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? You call me a flip, you're a flip. You're such a child, man.
I'm having fun, Danny.
Flip.
Whatever.
Why is he calling you Flip? You look nothing like Flip Wilson.
Wow.
Like, I don't understand.
John D. Filippo.
Flip Corboy.
John D. Filippo.
Flip Corboy.
John D. Filippo. Peacock weighs in, and she says, AKAs, or it's about sororities, AKA wears pink and green. The Deltas wear red and white. The Zetas wear blue and white, and the Sigma Gamma Rose wear blue and yellow. These are never going to cross over, right? If you are not part of the AKA scene, a lot of times women will not wear pink. If they're a Delta or if they're a Sigma, they'll do. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, you can't walk in their neighborhood. Wearing pink, you better not.
I just know my wife does not wear pink.
When you call her Peacock, does she then turn around and say, you're Peacock?
She does not do that, no.
No.
So, you know what she does? She says, yes, honey. She doesn't say, you're a Flip, I'm a Flip. Well, you're a Flip, too. I'm a Pepper, you're a Pepper, you're a Dr. Pepper, too. Be a Pepper.
More of your calls, shot or no shot, is next.
Get social with our new morning show. Follow on Twitter @CapJHood. Kevin J. Hood.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. That's why I see him in my shot. Shot. No shot. With Cap and J. Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see him in my
shot. Shot, no shot. Brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook is now open. Download the PointsBet app right now. Stop by Hawthorne Racecourse and register your account. Danny.
Morning, Danny.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Danny.
Hey, Cap. What's going on? You're a flipper. I'm a flipper. You're a flipper. What do you mean I'm a flipper? You're a flipper.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Anyway. Wow.
I don't even know why you entertain Joey's phone call. He doesn't call you by your name.
Nope.
That guy would have been gone.
Hey, Flip. How are you? I didn't like pink. Now I do.
Oh, so you flipped too.
His mom or grandmother had breast cancer. He had a legit reason for flipping.
Okay, whatever. I mean, always have a legit reason too.
The dude's family.
Radio.
Exactly.
That's the reason why.
All right, gentlemen, lots to get to today on this edition of Shot or No Shot.
Let's go.
I really hope we have time for it all. Let's start with some sports. NFL odds makers appear to believe that the Bears are going to struggle this season. The win bet casino has the Bears' odds to win the NFC North at plus 300, which is behind the Packers at minus 120, and behind the Vikings at plus 250. That means the implied probability of plus 300 is just 25%. So that basically means that Vegas believes the Bears have a 25% chance to win the division. I ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, you give the Bears better odds than 25% to win the division.
That is a shot. That is a shot. Not much more. But here's the thing, though, Cap. So no Rodgers in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Now it comes down to, what do you think of Kirk Cousins and the Vikings? Now, I overrated them last year, mm-hmm. as you well know. I didn't take into account the young corners, struggled defensively, the offensive line for the Vikings. So if Rodgers isn't there, aren't you putting a little extra money, a little juice on the Bears?
Yes. 100%.
If Rodgers isn't there, Lions aren't doing anything.
Like, the Bears have a draft pick coming back to them, kind of. Eddie Goldman.
Sure.
Like, Eddie Goldman he's a really good player. That's like adding another late first-round pick to the team.
So, I would say shot to that, Danny.
I'm with him.
Now if Rodgers isn't there, now my only concern is the Vikings, if they're going to take the step that I thought they were this past season. We turn over to Danny Zetterman for our second shot or no shot. Danny?
You like that?
Gentlemen, Chicago Med actress Tori DeVito, believe some relation to Danny DeVito, took to Instagram.
It's not related to Danny DeVito.
You just made that up.
Well, she should be related to Danny DeVito.
Dan Ross is dating Danny DeVito. Breaking news.
Otherwise, we have no clue who she really is. But she took to Instagram over the weekend, tweeted out a picture of her kissing Cubs manager David Ross on the cheek, wrote, "Loves him madly." Gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, David Ross should be starting a new relationship during the baseball season.
No shot. Focus on the team. For God's sake.
Right. What is this, Rocky? Women, weekend legs.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on now. Focus on the team, Cap. For God's sakes. This is you're on the precipice of being going back to the 2014-15 Cubs. You don't want that, do you?
Do you want your manager all bottled up? He seems like he's happy.
Blue balls until you win. How about that?
I mean, get off the semen retention plan.
Yeah, right now.
Oh, jeez.
Just don't say that three times.
Exactly.
Here's your commitment to Cubby Blue.
Yeah. What is it? I want my manager bottled up. I mean,
he's a great guy. I love David Ross. I'm a huge fan of David's. If he's happy, God bless him. He went through a divorce. Take it from someone who's done that and found happiness. Dude, you're like a different human being.
Yeah, but you got married in the off season. That's the difference.
I don't have an off season, pal.
Well, I'm just saying. Now, I say no shot to that, Danny. You are correct.
Now, Danny, marries her, does he go to Danny and ask, on one knee, can I ask your daughter to marry me?
Hell yeah, he does. crew of Always Sunny in Philadelphia comes to the wedding. I mean, look at this picture. This picture was taken one day ago. Does this look like a man who's focusing on the bullpen? Does this look like a man who cares about the fact that Kyle Hendricks can't pitch in the first inning? No, this looks like a man that's just trying to get lucky. Focus on baseball. Worry about love after October.
Do you realize we're going to go, Miller, we're going to go through 162 games without this guy to my right bashing Ross for anything? Is it? And by the way, I will be there to evoke the Ross rule. Anytime that you get tired of a manager or coach in this town, no, David Ross. It's not his fault. It's amazing.
I have been critical of him.
When?
There have been,
it wasn't on the air.
It was last season.
No.
But if he's pumping Tony La Russa for manager of the year, we certainly shouldn't be surprised that he's backing David Ross's decisions.
Minor league broadcasting. God almighty. This guy in love. I don't need your love. I need your championships.
Take that. Danny.
Gentlemen, the Cincinnati Reds pitcher Wade Miley threw a no-hitter against the Indians. It was the second no-hitter in 3 days. It was the fourth no-hitter this season. This is the earliest in a calendar year there have been four no-hitters since 1917. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, the no-hitter is no longer impressive.
No shot. Of course it's impressive. I mean, here, we have discussed many times in this program how, yes, it seems like it's the year of the pitcher again. My God, I checked the calendar this morning. It says 1968.
Right.
My God, like, we talked about relief pitching, and we talked about starting pitching being so dominant. It's on hitters to be able to study and understand that every pitch is not going to be a fastball where you want it. Get, you know, this is supposed to be the era where you could be able to keep the line moving and be able to hit home runs. Home runs become the three-point shot. I don't agree with that. I don't believe, I mean, any time that you could still do that, that's still impressive.
Yeah, I'm with Hoodie that, yes, no shot. It's incredibly impressive. It's just not take your breath away. You know, it used to be I had a calling tree or a texting tree that my friend John Williams started with me back in my days at GM where we'd be like, oh, God, I got to text everyone on my phone. Tune in. There's a no-hitter going. Now it's like, oh, that's cool.
Was his text exciting?
It was. And it's not that cool. Like a triple-double. I'm going to watch basketball in the night. There'll be a triple-double somewhere. It's not as cool as it used to be.
So, Danny. No, anytime that you can have that feat now, it should be, you said four, it should be five, because Baumgartner got his taken away.
It was only seven innings.
I don't give a damn what it was.
Whatever. If the rule of the game is seven innings in that game and you throw a no-hitter, it's a no-hitter.
These seven-inning complete games, you give him a complete game? Of course you do. That's because they only give you seven. If he would have taken it nine, he probably would have took it nine.
Agreed.
He should have a no-hitter. It should be an extra one. He'll be tacked on in the offseason. I'm sure he will.
Agreed. Danny.
Gentlemen, Bears offensive lineman, new rookie, Tevin Jenkins, was all over Twitter yesterday as people were tweeting funny pictures of him when he was young. He looked awkward. He looked goofy. And he was having some fun with it. So, gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, you two will bring in awkward pictures of your youth tomorrow to share with the class.
I would, man, but I've been cool all my life.
And I've known you for 20 years. I think that's accurate.
I can ask Mindy what she's got. I might have some stupid picture. I had a lot of goofy pictures, but I don't have a lot of little kids' pictures. I just don't.
Well, I'm just asking for pictures from the awkward...
From my youth? No.
The awkward stages of your lives.
I do not have a lot of pictures of when I was a child.
Lila didn't take a few pictures on
There's
swing?
A few, but not... It was different, man. We didn't have camera phones back then. I do not have a lot of pictures of me as a little kid.
The old Polaroid, though. The old...
Yeah, not really.
Was there cameras around a crib? There's no cameras around a crib?
Not really.
What were you trying to hide?
We just weren't a big...
Evidence?
We just don't have... Like, it's a regret. I wish we had more photos of the family. We have some, but not anywhere near what we should have. Like, the thought that Danny and Meller, their kids, grow up in this era where they could take $750 billion and they don't have to run to, what was the name of the little...
The little photo mat?
The little crib that you have in a parking lot. Photo mat. You have to go wait at photo mat. It was like the size of a phone booth in the middle of a parking lot, and you drop your film off.
The little crib that was like, yes.
Yes.
The photo mat. No, you know, the pictures were, you know what's funny? Peacock's family is the same way, where they may have pictures she hadn't seen a lot since she was a kid. Danny, you know, Friday and Saturday nights at the Hoods when I was a kid, that was a spot. You know, aunts and uncles and cousins are coming by, and it was just like it was the loving family of everyone coming over because the Hood's house was the spot. That's where you barbecue. That's where you have parties. And, like, that's when you play records back then. We got a ton of pictures like that. I could bring in an album one day.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Shot or no shot, you will bring in a picture of yourself looking a little bit awkward that we could share with the class in honor of Tevin Jenkins doing such.
I will see, but, you know, all my pictures are pretty much, you know, dressed well. You know, a great smile. You know, it's hard to find an awkward
picture. Jonathan Hood, for crying out loud.
I mean, it's hard to find that, but I'll find something, you know.
All right, more fun and frivolity.
What about?
We didn't even get to Tawny Kitaen.
I'm sorry. We're out of time. I got to keep the rig on the road. We can get to Tawny Kitaen when we come back after this.
Chuck Finley.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
And here I go again.
At me.
Now I know why we're playing that.
Yep. The White Snake.
Tawny Kitaen.
Wait, was it the White Snake or White Snake?
White Snake.
Okay, you said the White Snake.
It's like the Twitter.
No, I meant the what? I'm clarifying because they're a little out of. I'm a little bit younger than you guys,
it's,
so.
It's White Snake.
Okay. Yeah.
So Tawny Kitaen has passed away.
Or Kitaen, but either way, we're good.
It's not Kitaen?
No.
It's not? Doesn't matter, she's gone.
She died at the age of 59. She was in that phenomenal movie, Bachelor Party. Did you ever see that movie, Danny?
Did I ever see that movie? Boy, oh boy, have I seen that movie.
That movie was very, very entertaining.
I think the more appropriate question is, have you ever paused that movie?
Yes. Get out of there, Carm.
Remember when pausing was the thing? Pausing VCRs?
What movie?
Bachelor Party.
Oh, I see.
And you know who the star of Bachelor Party was besides Tawny Kitaen?
JD.
Her boyfriend in the movie was Tom Hanks before he was Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she died at the age of 59. I did not hear a cause of death.
They have not released that yet.
She was awesome, and then she ran afoul of the law when she started to beat up her husband, then Angels pitcher Chuck Finley, with her high-heeled shoe.
Ah, I love the whitewashing of that term. She ran afoul of the law. Boy, if her name was Tanya, man, she was ratchet. Boy, she was awful. She ran afoul of the law. Suburban term.
There you go.
Yeah. What do they call it in the city?
Beat the crap out of her husband.
Yeah,
bust it.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
I love that.
With Nook Nook and whatever.
Oh, yeah. And Junior and them. Yeah. So this is a movie with Tom Hanks in it. Adrian Zmed.
Yeah, Adrian Zmed was good in the movie,
he was
too.
In that? Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you. Never saw it.
Really good.
Yeah, never saw it.
There was only one reason to watch that movie, and it was because of her. Like, if you're my age, Beller's age, Carm's age, Tawny Kitaen, oh, my God, she was a pinup girl.
She was,
now again,
restaurant quality.
I'm a little younger, just out of my reach, Hoodie, and I don't know if she appealed to you personally.
No,
of course not. Honestly, I was more into Chuck Finley at the time.
More accessible.
And I was like 13, so Chuck Finley meant a lot to me at that point.
Yeah, I can understand.
You mentioned the sound guy who at Comiskey Park was fired, correct? Because when Chuck Finley was pitching,
that's correct.
During that incident, when Tawny Kitaen was being charged with domestic abuse, he chose to play
the White Snake video. Chuck Finley was
the song as he was warming up, right?
Right. He was warming up, and there's the White Snake song, and the White Sox said, "You're fired." The Angels were not happy. Chuck Finley was really ticked.
Don't play this song. You're fired. Give me a few bars, Nancy. Why don't we just have the organ? I don't understand. Da-da-da-da. That's more like it. Da-da-da-da. Hey, Cubs win.
How the Cubs
win? How the Cubs do today? Da-da-da-da. That's what he likes. He didn't like the idea that song was playing. He just wanted the organ.
Right.
That's all he wanted.
That's it. Just so, Nancy.
So now she's passed away. Any comments from Finley on this? Any comments, any thoughts from Chuck Finley? Any quotes, Danny? What do we have from Chuck?
At this point, he's just mourning her loss silently.
Okay. Well, again, no comments there.
How about Mark Langston? Has he waited?
I don't think other lefties have spoken out
I'm
on
telling
this.
You. Lefty, Angels lefties, right in my wheelhouse at that age. Didn't know who she was.
I'm just crawling to the NFL schedule release. That's what we're doing here, pretty much.
Wednesday! Can't wait!
Just waiting for the schedule release, Danny.
It might not be in your wheelhouse, but this is a fair question. Tawny Kitaen or Bobby Brown from the Warrant videos? I know JR has an opinion on this one. But they were both the 80s pinup girls from those hair bands.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm thinking Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I got to go Bobby Brown. But Tawny Kitaen was awesome, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
Jeff, where would you weigh in on that with a Bob Brown?
Interesting.
It would be my prerogative to be with Bobby Brown in that spot.
I was going to say, I always thought, when you say Bobby Brown, I think Whitney Houston automatically.
Yes. She's quite the tenoroni back then, that's for sure. Those are Bobby Brown songs.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of following your lead there. 312-332-3776. We'll crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko in exactly 2 minutes.
Take that.